أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families, dear students, dear teachers, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor to be here at your service. Again, we are gathered here together once again on a Thursday night in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are facing a modern-day live genocide, both in the Gaza Strip as well as the West Bank. As many of you know, today marks the 202nd day of this genocide against the Palestinian people, which is being done by the Zionist entity with the support of many Western nations who have very shamelessly decided to not only financially fund, but militarily fund and politically support this ongoing genocide of human beings and of Muslims. So 202 days now into this ongoing genocide against the Palestinian men, women, and children, truly a horrific tragedy which has been unfolding for over 200 days now, something that is truly shocking and something that the world has never witnessed in such a live manner, real time, in the past. It's 202 days of genocide, 202 days of cold-blooded murder, 202 days of starvation, 202 days of being homeless and being displaced from their homes, 202 days of people living in refugee camps, 202 days of disease and injury and sickness. It is really overwhelming and quite shocking when you start to understand and realize what has been unfolding for the past 202 days. What is also shocking is the 202 days of the absolute silence on behalf of the major global powers of the world in condemning Israel on one side, and two, in showing some sort of empathy and showing some sort of empathy, for the Palestinian people and for the Palestinian cause. And on the other hand, it is now 202 days of a very vocal opposition by the free peoples of the world, whom all across the world are standing up in solidarity and for the rights of the Palestinian men, women, and children. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajum. As many of you have probably heard about this horrendous mass graves which have been unearthed in the various hospitals in the Gaza Strip. So we here at SOQ are truly appalled and shocked at the revelation of these mass graves that have been found in these hospitals after the Zionist regime and their forces took over and attacked these various hospitals. Of course, this is something that is not surprising based upon the long list of crimes that the Israeli Zionist regime has done, but still this is a huge wake-up call to the people of the world to try to do something and stop this ongoing genocide, even though it is already too late, but before there are no Palestinian men, women, and children left to save. Some numbers, because the 200-day mark apparently on social media and on news outlets was a very big deal. So you have a lot of numbers coming around regarding the genocide in Palestine over these 200 days. And really, it is quite shocking. Just in the West Bank, a lot of people think that the West Bank is something which, because they are not under the Hamas government, that Israel has nothing to do with the West Bank when the reality is completely the opposite. You have 8,000 Palestinians that have been arrested in just the West Bank. 8,000. 486 have been murdered. 4,700 have been injured. This is just the West Bank. When looking at the Gaza Strip, according to these numbers from international organizations, these aren't biased Muslim organizations, you know. Sometimes people say that. These are international organizations which have come up with these numbers. The Zionist entity has committed over 3,000 massacres in these 200 days. 42,500 and plus civilians have been murdered. Of these civilians, 15,700 are just children whom have been killed. 15,700. Allahu Akbar. On average, over these 200 days, 212 people were killed every single day. Over 200 days. Of which, every single day, 79 children were killed. And every single day for 200 days, 50 women, were killed. 7,000 people are still missing under the rubble of destruction. 76,000 people are injured. Especially, this is difficult to understand and comprehend when you take into consideration that 33 out of 36 hospitals in the West Bank are totally out of commission. After all this, truly, our hats off and our salutations and our pride to the Palestinian people and the Palestinian resistance, that despite this kind of horrific genocide and attack and onslaught, they are still steadfast in their goals and their mission to free their land from occupation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajum. So as we continue with Dua Kumal, please remember these Palestinian brothers and sisters and all of the resistance forces across the region who are trying their best in their capacity to help the Palestinian cause and to support the Palestinians. Also, all of our brothers and sisters across the world, wherever they are, may Allah help them and support them, keep them strong. Please remember our brothers, Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Danyal Hemani, and their families as well. Just kind of staying with the United States of America along these lines, before I invite our guest speaker for tonight. Recently, the United States of America has passed a bill which has allocated $26 billion in aid to Israel. A truly shameful thing in this era and in this modern day genocide that we're witnessing in Palestine, the United States of America, along with all of its other actions, which included not allowing a official recognition of the Palestinian state, has now provided $26 billion to Israel in a recent Senate bill. On the other hand, though, we find that Jamaica, which is a small island in the Caribbean, has officially recognized the state of Palestine. So according to the United Nations members, there's a total of 193 members of the United Nations. Of these 193 members, 140, now with Jamaica, have officially recognized the state of Palestine. So you have approximately 53 countries which have officially not recognized the state of Palestine. So I had done some numbers, I'll talk about it in a second. So of the states and the countries that have officially still not recognized the state of Palestine, you have Canada, Australia, Denmark, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, Norway, the United States of America, and the United Kingdom, among other smaller nations, which most of them are poor nations, which are islands, usually under the domination of these global powers. So I was doing some of the numbers. 140 nations have officially recognized the state of Palestine. Out of 193, that is 72.5% of the members of the United Nations has officially recognized Palestine. 72.5%. So for all of these countries who claim democracy and claim elections, where is your democracy in this situation? It's not 45%, it's not 50%, it's not 51%. 72.5% of the members of the United Nations have officially recognized Palestine to be a state. And it is only 53 countries out of 193 that have that are holding the whole world hostage to their whims and their desires. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.